Nicola, we started Lechlecha over a year ago, and we're not really done yet. I mean, this is the parsha where it all begins. It's not Bereishis, but it's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban gives a principle, a yisod, that carries through these parshiyos, and he says that we are not reading the history of our ancestors. He says, Ma'asei Ovol Simen Libonim. Everything the others did is a sign to what's going to happen to their descendants. And we find Chazal go through the different things. Avraham Avinu's travels through Eretz Yisrael, Canaan at that point. Every step of the way, every place that's mentioned, shows up later in Jewish history. For the most part, it shows up in the Chumash. Later in Navi. The question is, what's the significance to us? We're here after the rest of the Chumash, after the Navi. We don't need the simen. We don't need the sign of what's going to happen to their descendants. We know what happened to the descendants. What's the significance of having these signs in reading what Avraham Avinu did? If they would be predicting the future and giving us clarity as to how to behave today, what to anticipate, how to conduct ourselves, how to prepare, I'd understand. But they're telling us what is going to happen, and to us it happened already. So why is it so important that we read? He went to Shechem. So all kinds of things happened in Shechem. Yes, they happened already. It becomes obvious that the message, that the Maisa of us, what happened with Avraham Avinu, what happened with Yitzchak and Yaakov, they had something to do with what happened later. To the extent that it's important that we know it, it's important that we recognize that there's a root to everything that happened later. And that root is something subtle, something small. Avraham Avinu's travels turn into Jewish history. So first of all, it lets us know that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not just a bunch of good guys. Everything they did was painting the future of Jewish history. Every little thing. The lesson to us, understanding that we draw our strength from the patriarchs, but also an appreciation of what every little act can do. An appreciation that, if done properly, with the right mindset, putting your whole self into it, you're affecting eternity. You're not a patriarch, perhaps not to the whole Jewish nation, but we all are, to our kids and grandchildren. Even ourselves. Something relatively small can affect you for times to come. But one has to go a little further. It's not just that these things are possible. It seems that these things are necessary. Nothing happens without being planted. Nothing important comes about just so. It's got to be brought into this world in stages. The destiny of the Jewish people was brought into this world first by the travels of Avraham Avinu. With regard to ourselves, it's not all that much different. If you want anything major to happen, you've got to start planting, doing something small but symbolic to begin the process. Perhaps I'm using Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as a way of describing the way we work, and one may claim I'm overdoing it. I don't think so. Once again, if it is merely a statement of a fact, if it's merely letting us know this is what happened, then why is it so important? Wonderful. Avraham Avinu went to Shechem. Something happened in Shechem. It happened already. The idea is that if there's anything important you want to get done in life, it's not that one day you're going to wake up and go do it. You got to plant the seeds. You got to start with something. It's always been this way. I was brought up knowing, I grew up back in the old country, I was brought up knowing that a Jew belongs in Israel. As far back as I can remember, we knew that that wasn't home. It was temporary. We knew that. My parents grew up in an older country. And they got the same thing, and this was before the State of Israel. They got the stories from their grandmothers talking about Eretz Yisrael. They spoke of the diamonds on the streets. Not America, Eretz Yisrael. But you had to know what to look for. Your eyes had to be focused. They talked of history, wherever you stepped, wherever you walked, of Hashkacha, of Hashem's apparent presence. And we're going there someday. But this was not the only home where kids were brought up hearing this. It was quite common. So I'll have to tell you the secret of how I got here. One day, my mother bought a broom. Because in Israel, they have this thing called a merpeset. And it's sort of like the street, but it's the home. So you can't just use the same broom that you do in the house. It's outside, but you want to keep it clean. So she bought a broom for the merpeset, a special one. I don't remember how old I was, but Mom bought a broom for the merpeset. At that point, we had been to Israel for 3 weeks. We came in 68 for 3 weeks for a visit. Everyone came then. But she bought a broom. That was the difference. Didn't end with the broom. She then started buying furniture. There was no room in our home. She was buying furniture for Eretz Yisrael. Eventually I came to learn here, and I knew I was staying, packed up everything I owned, because we're moving to Eretz Yisrael, everyone does. And they came soon after. And of course the apartment they eventually bought couldn't fit all the furniture they had bought for Eretz Yisrael. So they would rotate the furniture, some would be down in the basement, in the machzan. But that's because she bought a broom. You can talk all you want. We dream. We talk. We even daven. But if you don't do something small, if you don't do something, you haven't planted the seed. It is not going to turn into reality. Every major event in Jewish history was planted by the Avos. Any major event caused by ourselves, any major undertaking, anything major we want to accomplish, any change you want to make in the state of humanity, the Jewish people, even yourself. If it's a big step, it's not going to happen unless you do something. But it's early. So what? You're on a different continent. So what? You got to do something. And be persistent. And keep doing things. And it becomes a reality. On a certain level, we have the same idea when you're dealing with the other side, the Yetzer Hara. How does the Yetzer Hara get intelligent human beings to do terrible things? It's rare that it happens overnight. Chazal say, one day he says, do this, and the next day do that. Something small, something insignificant, and we don't even take note of it. All right, things weren't so perfect. It grows on you. And before you know it, you're fighting a battle you would never have imagined you would have to face. You're so far away from these things. But it was a gradual process. You slip into things and they grow on you. The Yetzer Hara knows the power of planting the seeds, of getting little things to happen. For the Yetzer Tov, it's the same. Rabbi Yerucham, Mashkiach back in the mirror in Europe, writes that one of the reasons Hashem gave us an imagination is because you can actually accomplish in your mind taking the first steps and bringing yourself closer to doing something that's beyond you. He says, in terms of bringing yourself closer to an accomplishment that you think is far away, we can do things, but they'll only take us so far. If you imagine something long enough, you'll get there. If there's anything you think you can't do, you dream about it enough, it takes on a reality of its own. You get over the hump. You've been there before. It's no longer the unknown. It's no longer a strange planet. You've been there, but it's your imagination. There's a reality to imagination too. The Rambam writes that many of the Bible stories here in Bereishis, speaking of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, many of them, he claims, were dreams. They were nevuah. They were prophecies in dream. They never really happened. Rambam argues. But according to the Rambam then, why were they so important? A prophecy, all right, Hashem comes and says, do this. But according to the Rambam, Avraham Avinu had to dream that he did something in order for the Jewish people to be able to do it later. Yeah. That was the first step of giving it a reality in this world. You want to accomplish something big. You really want to accomplish it. You have to imagine yourself in the situation. And you've got to do something. Something small, but something that's going to get you there. And then be persistent. And do a little more. And a little more. And dream a little more too. And before you know it, it'll be the obvious next step. We all have aspirations. A yeshiva is a place where people dream. It's a place where people grow and they aspire. And we read stories about big people and we're even more inspired. We have ideas of what we want to turn into. We have ideas of what we want to do. But they remain ideas. They remain ideas till we're a lot older. And then I guess we start fantasizing that we did them already. And there goes life. Just passes us by. You want to accomplish something. There's a need for some degree of obsessiveness. More politely called persistence. You've got to think about it, dream about it, and do little things, and then not so little things, and even less little things, and before you know it, it'll get done. This goes for learning plans. You want to be able to do something you didn't do before. But it's far away. There are aspects of Torah you'd like to cover. You can talk all you want about it. Make something of an effort. Do something small. Maybe a little more. and dream about it and be persistent and do a little more. Sure, everyone here has their list of things to do at some point. No real time frame. And chas v'sholem, like everybody else, it could just remain that way. Dream, idea. You got to do something. You've got to give it a reality. Bigger things that you want to accomplish years from now. They're not going to happen years from now if you don't start doing something today. Furthermore, even when it came to Jewish destiny, Avraham Avinu had to do it or it wouldn't happen. With all the divine inspiration, with all of what Hashem wants to happen, the human being has got to take things into his own hands. Don't wait for destiny to make it happen, because it won't without you. We have to do. And then recognize the value of every small decision. Every little thing you do. Don't go crazy. But recognize the power. It all depends on what you put into it. And don't let the Yetzer Hara play this game with you. Don't surrender on the small things. You know good and well he's not after these small things. He just uses them. He uses them to wreck the lives of big people. You give on something small, you're one step closer to disaster. Don't allow him to kid you. A tzibur in Klal Yisrael, every congregation, is a scale model of the whole nation. The halachas of a minyan. A minyan is called an edah. It's a scale model of the nation. Every yeshiva. Every yeshiva is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. It has its life and its destiny. There's so much that can be put into the future of a yeshiva by way of people there now. Your own aspirations, your own dreams, and your own little steps that can make a difference for years to come. If there's something that you really feel should be part of the direction of the yeshiva, talk. Yeah, there's a lot of talk. Do, it's too much. But you do little things. Create a little kind of Seder, a little kind of group. You never know what that's going to turn into eventually. Things grow. There's a power to it, Sibur. There's a power that Hashem gives when you're dealing with a scale model of the Jewish nation. Nothing is just going to happen overnight. Seeds have to be planted. One has to dream. And one has to do. We as Jews have it a little easier. because the seeds to greatness were planted by our ancestors. And although when we talk of individual projects, you've got to get it started. When you talk about your own growth in Ruchnius, you've got to take charge of it. But we're not starting from square one. Avraham Avinu walked the land, and he wasn't a tourist. He was preparing the history of Klal Yisrael as a whole and for all of us, because every individual is a member of that. Understand that we have a power. Even when we begin something, we're not beginning. We're tuning into a beginning that's already there. My Seav is Simin Labanim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov prepared it for us. Everything they did was pure. A purity that's unimaginable. Putting their entire selves into everything. They provide for Klal Yisrael till the end of days. And finally, a recognition that the more we put into our action, the more we recognize the power of our action, the more pure we are in everything we do, small steps can go a long way for ourselves and for generations to come.